We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long in studio. Again, 7:20 tonight. The head basketball coach of the Lady Tigers going to the Final Four for the first time in 15 years. Kim Mulkey will be on with us. WWL is your home for this year's historic Final Four when three first-timers battle for the national title. Catch all the exciting NCAA action Saturday. Coverage starts at 2:30 with the Final Four show. At 5:10, Game 1, Florida Atlantic plays San Diego State. And then at 7:50, Game 2, the Miami Hurricanes. And a 73-year-old head coach plays UConn. March Madness continues on WWL 105.3 FM and the Big 870 AM along with WWL.com. And you can stream the games live free on the Odyssey app.
Now, Mike, you know, we've been talking about the owners getting together and the competition committee. And you know what I thought was interesting and is how proactive when you submit stuff to the competition committee, the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions, you know, talk about the Saints was one of the 25 teams to talk about the roster cuts and all.
Mr. Ford has plenty stroke.
Well, look, the Detroit Lions submitted three proposed rule changes, all which are related to expanding replay reviews because, you know, the money involved with the betting, you got to get it right. One of them was that it would allow head coaches to challenge personal foul penalties. Now, when you think about that, yeah, you know, like they call a personal foul. What? That wasn't a cheap hit or not. So to challenge that, I don't know how they're going to judge that, but they put that rule forth. Now, how about the Rams also propose a rule change that would allow coaches to challenge roughing the passer penalties? I think that's a good thing. Mike, sometimes they call roughing the passer. I go, man. What? He didn't even, like, hardly touch it. That's not roughing the passer.
My thing is, the guy in the booth, is he going to overturn that? Okay, I can throw the flag, but is he going to overturn it? Come on, they all protect one another. And I think now what's going on with roughing the passers, it's just absolutely terrible to the game. Absolutely
Mike,
terrible.
You can't hit him too high. You can't hit him too low.
You can't. You got to put him in the cradle, no, almost like a child.
No, you got to, like, if you hit him, just lay him down or, I don't know, grab his flag.
I'll be honest, Bobby J, you might still be playing if they had them rules.
I'd have played two more years. Instead of 37, I might have played till I was 39. But, Mike, looking at also Detroit came up, and I agree with this. I was actually part of this. They were this in the conversation. I think they took it away. That Detroit would allow NFL teams to carry a third emergency quarterback.
That should happen.
Yes, on a game day with without counting against the 56-man game day roster. We all know this is not good football. This is big money. This is playoff football. The 49ers.
The NFC Championship.
NFC Championship game, Mike. Last year's playoffs, that was a hot button, to say the least. When both of the 49ers quarterbacks suffered injuries in the NFC Championship game, and then you're putting back a quarterback that shouldn't be in the game. And Brock Purdy, his arm was all jacked. He should not have been back in the game. So I think you should have three quarterbacks. Mike, I brought that up to you.
So now it makes you talk about water down the quarterback position. Now you're really watering it down.
Well, and just more jobs, though. More jobs and more quarterbacks.
I agree that. But do you really think there's 90 quarterbacks that can play?
No, hell no. There ain't no way. There's no way.
Now, you got to sometimes check your ego if you're a veteran guy who has been a starter. And we saw with Andy Dalton, he checked his ego. It was fine.
Okay, so if you do, just in theory, if you do 32 times 3, so what, that's 96?
96.
There's no way.
And I cut it at 90.
No. There's not. They're just not. But in theory, you want to have a quarterback who actually played quarterback that you're putting in an actual NFL game. Not, I played quarterback in high school. Put me in.
I ran the option in
that
in
actually
high school.
Happened in 1989. We were playing in Tampa Bay when I got that concussion. We had Lonzo Hill, Mo Hill, and Brett Perriman. I played quarterback in high school. Okay, let me tell you what happened. So it's me and John Forkay. We're dressed out. Dave Wilson's the third quarterback, but he's in street clothes. Now, Dave Wilson was the first overall supplemental.
First-round pick supplemental-wise.
Yeah, first-round pick supplemental from California, played at the Fighting Illini, but he was in street clothes. So all of a sudden, it's just me and 4K dressed out. So I'm playing, as I'm going to say, in the middle of the second quarter, and then Hardy Nickerson ended up running towards the goal line. We're playing in Tampa, and I'm trying to avoid him. I want to say some safety from Penn State was with Tampa Bay Robinson. So he's coming to spear me, and I ducked so he wouldn't hit me helmet to helmet, and his knee came up and hit me right in my freaking teeth and knocked him out. So I don't know where I'm at. I mean, I was like a Cajun Sylvester the Cat. You're trying to talk. You need your front teeth to talk. Can you? All the players looking at me like, that's when football's not fun. That's like, this is not even like a job. I'm in a nightmare right now. So John, 4K goes in the second quarter, and he gets knocked out of bounds. I think he hurt his knee. Then they bring the cart and all that. John got to admit this. You don't never get on the cart unless you have a season-ending injury. But he got on the cart. And so we have no damn quarterbacks at halftime, the second half, and Coach Morris freaking out, and he's making Lonzo Hill and Brett Perriman take snaps from the center. I'm telling you, they fumbled like 8 out of 10 times. And then Coach Morris goes up to Dean Kleinsmith and said, hey, Bear, got to go back in, even though I didn't know where the hell I'm at. Now you missed like 6 months. Hey, Bear, got to go back in. I just did whatever they told me. So I went back in the game. My equilibrium was so off, I couldn't even drop back in a straight line. Then we didn't have the little, what you call the plays in the helmet. You had to do hand singles. Focus, hand singles. I'm looking at Carl Smith. So we calling it by committee. Stan Brock, Eric Martin, we all calling the plays, Mike. I remember Stan Brock telling the offensive line, and Steve Corr, they're all on the line. Look, if you think you're going to get beat, just like tackle whoever you're blocking, because Hebert can't get Bobby can't get hit again because he might go in a coma or something. We got to stop the tackling. Mike, it was like the worst thing. I remember flying back from Tampa Bay.
And then the next day and the day after.
So, wait, I'm throwing up and all, and I got dropped off at my house, and all of a sudden, he rang the doorbell. My wife comes see me, and I have no front teeth. I look like a hillbilly from Tennessee, whatever. I ain't no teeth and all that. I mean, my head's killing me. I already threw up. I didn't have nothing to throw up anymore. And all of a sudden, my wife said, that's it. You're quitting. You're not playing football no more. I'm only 29. You're not playing anymore. So all of a sudden, Mara, we go back with that. Then they had the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I still got headaches. I can't really pick up my head. And so they're going in a different direction. Then on Friday, Coach Morris said, how you feel? I go, well, I don't have headaches no more. He said, okay, you're playing on Sunday. I played against the Redskins that Sunday. And Mike, I want to say I had a couple of touchdowns. Maybe I played good. I didn't get hit again. I didn't get a concussion the rest of the year. So you're just rolling the dice.
It was looked at much.
But that's why you need three quarterbacks.
Yes,
because if that would have happened, agree. When 4K – went out. Okay, I got my teeth knocked out. Forkade hurt his knee. Dave Wilson would have came in. Then you wouldn't have just thrown me out there in the second half. You'd have went with Dave Wilson instead of worrying about, oh, we're going with Brett Perriman or Alonzo Hill.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870, and Kim Mulkey will be joining us right after this break.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and in studio, Charlie Long, and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers, talking
the,
text
the
line.
The living legend.
There you go, the living legend, the head basketball coach of the Lady Tigers, Kim Mulkey. Coach, first of all, congratulations on making it to the Final Four. I had a coach tell me this years ago, you can only play for the championship in the year you're playing in. And you got yourself in a position, along with your assistants and coaches, to play for the national title. That's what this is all about.
Can you believe that? Here, too, I'm on the bus, so everything's loud. We literally just landed. We're at the hotel. Everybody's unloading. I'm going to sit on this bus and give y'all an interview because I told you that I would. But listen, guys, year two, playing in the Final Four, the final week of the season. It's exciting. It's exciting for my players. I don't have one that's ever been to an Elite Eight, let alone a Final Four. Got it coaches that have never been. So I told them to enjoy the evening, and I will see them at 11 p.m. so I can put my eyes on them to make sure they're okay.
Now, Coach Mulkey, you brought this up before the tournament even started. Now, you know, you always look at what you do offensively, obviously. You know, you don't want to turn over the ball. You want to create turnovers. You want to make your foul shots. You can go on and on, your field goal percentage. But you've played top-notch defense. Now, you might have to do a little more besides that, but, boy, you have to be pleased with your defense.
Let me tell you, Bobby, I don't like to be talked to in the middle of a game, but it's a requirement. You got to come out of your huddle. You got to go over there and talk to them. We were struggling offensively against Miami. Miami couldn't score. It was one ugly basketball game. And if there's anything I don't like watching women that can't score the ball, and I sure as hell don't like watching men that can't score the ball. But I just said it like it was. Turn that TV off because this is an ugly basketball game. But we're going to figure out how to grind on that defensive end and win, and we did.
Now, Coach Mulkey, you know what? The one thing, I don't know how you even address this, because you want your players to be aggressive. Looking at Angel Reese, she had 13 points, 18 rebounds. But how do you handle, because you want them to still have that aggressive spirit, how do you handle the foul trouble? I mean, that probably keep you up at night.
Well, Angel has been very good about that, but in the last few games she has gotten what we just call dumb fouls, and she knows it. She looks right at me and I'm like, why do that? You already have a foul. You get two fouls in the first half, I'm taking you out, you're gonna sit. And her fouls, she gets good three good hard ones I'm good with, but she's now in this little mode of picking up one or two that are just unnecessary. And to win that game with three of them sitting by me, three starters, was just a grind. And but we're here. We're here. We're going to celebrate. We're going to get in the film room again tomorrow, practice again tomorrow, have a closed practice. And then on Thursday, we'll have about an hour open practice at American Airlines. And I've got four kids from the state of Texas, and they're excited to be back.
Now, Coach Mulkey, looking at LSU as a whole, they're making their first appearance in the Final Four since 2008. You look at yourself, fifth Final Four as a coach, which included three national championships while you had Baylor. How do you compare and how different, because it has to be all different, different players, different personalities, when you're going to Final Four? And you have expectations, obviously more expectations at Baylor, what you established, could compare maybe to this season. But what are the challenges compared, considering that this is your fifth Final Four and the different teams that you've taken here?
What I will do with this team is make them relax. And how will they relax? There are no expectations placed on us. There is no pressure on us. We are someplace we were not supposed to be. We've heard all the criticism of the bad non-conference schedule. Well, I'm going to stand at that, sit at that podium at the press conference and say, that non-conference schedule wasn't so bad after all. Make them laugh. Make them realize you're here because you know in that locker room you were one of the top teams in the country. You proved it in conference by finishing behind the national champions. And don't be surprised if the national champions aren't playing LSU for the national championship this year. And how wonderful would that be, two SEC playing for the national title?
Coach, for people that haven't maybe watched Virginia Tech, maybe give them a little bit of a scouting background on those Hokies and how much, you know, because that team really looked good. I was watching them last night against Ohio State. They really, very impressive basketball team.
And you know what? I always, you know, Coach Mulkey, when I think of Virginia Tech, I think of Auburn. Okay, you know, like Auburn, are they the Plainsmen? Are they the Tigers?
No, I don't know. I don't even know what a Hokie is.
A Hokie. The other name, Coach Mulkey, they have is like the Gobblers. I don't know, that's a turkey, probably. Yeah, you can say we're playing a bunch of turkeys.
Look, I don't know, but what I know is in 2020, we played in the bubble because of COVID. I had to play them when I was at Baylor in the first game. All those players, four of them, were freshmen and sophomore that year. This year, they're good because they all stayed together, and they're all older. There's not anybody but a senior. They're senior, graduate. That's the advantage they have over us. Naturally, Kitley inside is about 6'6", 6'7", but we can guard her. They've got a great point guard, an international kid from Australia named Amore, who's just killing it from the perimeter. But we're going to get after it and see if we can't get to that national championship game.
Now, Coach Mulkey, this is a different topic. I think you're always honest with me, and I can't remember her first name. Clark from Iowa. Man, she seems like
you haven't seen her play by the turn TV on.
No, he did.
I said, man, now that girl's on a different level. I mean,
she is like Curry is to the pro game on her perimeter range. She's like that in women's basketball, and she's every bit as consistent with that. It's no fluke.
Yeah.
When she steps across half court, you better be guarding her because that's her range.
I agree. That's what I went. It's like, whoa. I said, she can jack it up, and it is going down. I mean, thanks for enlightening me, Coach Mulkey. I said, like, am I just a flash in the pan? But I said, no. I said, I don't know. I'm a casual, you know, fan. I'm just watching. I go, all I know is that girl can play.
And she's legit, and she has taken that program on her shoulders and made everybody around her better. And she and Aaliyah Boston, the young lady from South Carolina, has talked about which one's better and all that. Well, guess what? The world, the country, and everybody that loves women's basketball will get to see them match up in the semifinal game here in Dallas. And I think everybody's looking forward to it.
Coach, this is a funny story. I have a friend of mine who really didn't watch much women's basketball, but kind of got him hooked on it. I said, man, listen, you got to do it. He has a business, but he's been traveling, going to the PMAC and watched the lady basketball team. And he's like, Mike, it's one of the best advice things you've ever given me. So Friday, he calls me up and he says, Mike, what do you think? And I said, listen, I think they're going to take care of business. He said, okay. He said, I got another question. What is Coach going to wear to the game? He said, you know what? She's become the new nature boy, Ric Flair. You know, because you remember the Nate, everybody kind of watched him at one time or another. He had the flowing gowns and the ruffles and everything else. He said, Mike, that's entertainment for me. I love that. That part of it, but got him hooked on basketball. But his second question was, what is Coach Mokey going to wear?
No, she's a fashionista.
Well, let me give you a little quick background on that. I have always dressed nice. Even back in my assistant coach's days, I used to wear dresses. And then when I became a head coach, I said, oh, squatting on that sideline and wearing shirts and dresses.
Oh, yeah, that might be a little shady there.
There you go. So I've always dressed nice. Now, when I came back, all these stylists that are LSU graduates and all these women who have their own design and all this stuff,
yeah,
they start dropping jackets off and clothes off. Coach, will you please wear this? Will you please wear this? And some of it is too outlandish for me. But being in Louisiana, being they like sparkles, being they like, you know, all that stuff, I've kind of come out of my shell a little bit and done a little bit more of that. But here's what I tell people. Don't just look at what I'm wearing. Look at the product on the court, and
amen,
then I'm good with it. Don't sit over there and go, oh, man, they've got a coach. No, you better talk in the same breath about how damn good those players are on that floor and what I've done throughout my career. If you talk about both hand in hand, I'm good with it. But don't just talk about what I wear. I've been doing that for years.
Coach. Now, the one thing, Mike, then before you go, look at the two short seasons. Obviously, maybe because you've been there, done that, your fifth Final Four, you know, winning – three national championships at Baylor. But I know you want a winning program. I mean, obviously, I think I might know the answer. In the program in two short seasons, where are you at right now? Isn't it kind of like Lanyap? So I think you said you're going to address the players. Hey, you know, the pressure's on them. We're going to go out there and have fun and make it happen. And who knows what's going to happen?
Listen, we're a three seed. Virginia Tech was a one seed. We're not supposed to win. But
right.
Then again, Utah was a two seed. We were a three seed, and we won. If the best are the ones that people think are the best always win, then there would be no reason to play.
Right, right.
I'm going to go back to 2005 when I won my first national championship at Baylor. We beat LSU, who had the best player in the country in Simone Augustus, the best post player in Sylvia Fowles, and the best point guard in Tamika Johnson. And we upset them and beat them and went on to win the national championship. And what's old Herm Edwards say? That's why you play the game, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Coach, it's 50 years today that UCLA wins a national title. Bill Walton in that game scored 21. He sunk 21 of 22 field goal attempts against Memphis. You have a player, and so many times you hear it, it's a team game, but someone has to be the catalyst. And you have that in Angel, Reese. She's a catalyst player. Great people around her, but that's the type of thing that can carry you in these type games. I'm old enough. I remember Walton playing in that game against Memphis and how he just took over that particular game. And as we get closer, I think the big-time players, that's what we remember them by, if it's in football, baseball, basketball, what they do in the biggest moments. This is set up for Angel.
It is set up for Angel, but I'm going to tell you where they're going to remember her the most. She is a rebounding beast.
Yes.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you, Coach Mulkey. To me, your defense and rebounding, whether it's offensive rebound, defensive rebound, going forward, to me that's going to be the key. I would say that, and tell me if you agree with this. Because, you know, the game could be close. You want to bite your fingernails or you stomp it on the floor or whatever, on the court. Can you make your free throws? Boy, I don't care.
Let me tell you something, Bobby. We got to shoot better and we got to score better than we did in the Miami game. End of story. If we're not, then I'm going to have to stall it. And I'm going to have to make sure the shots we take are 10 seconds or less on the shot clock. But I've got kids that can score the ball. Alexis Morris hasn't gotten untracked here of late, but she's very capable. We can score the ball. I don't know if we get to the championship game and if South Carolina's in that championship. We can't get up and down the floor and score with them. We're going to have to be very creative, and very selective on when we run, when we don't run. But listen, guys, we're here. And there's only four teams playing the last week of the season, and LSU's one of them.
And, Coach Balke, I know you got to be proud of your position, considering, two short seasons and you're in the Final Four. And I know going forward the sky's the limit. And the LSU fan base, you being from TIGFA and all growing up here, how everyone loves you. And knows that, hey, you're homegrown.
And you real.
And you real. And we might have, rented you to Baylor out in Waco, but then we brought you back home. And now that we appreciate what you've done to women's college basketball and the level now that you've taken LSU in such a short time.
Well, listen, everybody knows my love for the state of Louisiana. Everybody knows you don't leave a dynasty that you have had created at Baylor University, which is, I don't want to say like a mid-major institution, but they're not considered one of the top three or four power five leagues anymore in the Big 12. They don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. But guys, Baylor was good to me. Baylor was the right move at the right time in my life. This was the right move at the right time in my life. And just think about this. How ironic is it that in 2 years I'm bringing my LSU team back to the state of Texas?
That's crazy.
An hour and 40 minutes from Baylor University.
Go Tigers!
Coach, last question. We all proud of what you've been able to accomplish and the players and assistants. But my first thoughts after you win the game was Bob Starkey. What he has seen in basketball, and now he's back into that Final Four situation. Your thoughts on what Bob has brought to the program?
Well, Bob Starkey is just, he fits me like a glove. We never worked together, never really knew each other personally until I hired him. He observed, he watched how I wanted things done. He keeps himself in the film room. He shows these young players what we want from them. Think about this. He's the only, to my knowledge, interim coach on the women's side to ever take a team to a Final Four. Whoa. And he did that at LSU. He could be a head coach anywhere in the country, but he chooses to be an assistant because that fits his personality. How lucky can you get?
Coach, first of all, congratulations again. We're so proud of what your team has accomplished. And, hey, two more W's.
Guys, thank you, and turn your TVs on. We're going to fight like hell. Take care now.
All righty. Thank you, Coach. That was LSU head women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey. He tells it like it is. Hey, you get it straight from her. She's real. And I think that's why, man, we get so many people say, hey, when are you going to have Kim Mulkey back on? She keeps it real. That's what you want.
Yeah. She ain't faking the funk. I mean, she's telling it like it is. Mike, I don't know. I'm trying to be optimistic. I think they can make the finals. I just don't know if they can win the finals. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Or South Carolina. But look, it's unbelievable. After two seasons, but we thought it'd be more
but
a building
it's not
process.
A series.
No, it's
one game.
No, it's one game, and anything can happen.
Yeah.
No, they're going to have to shoot better offensively,
no
obviously.
Question. And you got to shoot better in the paint
and hit your foul shots. And then create turnovers and make your foul shots and all that. And rebounds, out-rebound your opponent. All those stuff that – those intangibles, and you look at the stat numbers, it makes a difference whether you win or lose.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long in studio. Again, we want to thank Kim Mulkey again for joining us, giving us some time while she was on the bus getting to the hotel. Talk about appointment listening. We have it tomorrow morning. Newell Norman will interview NOPD Interim Superintendent Michelle Woodford. Don't miss it right after the 10 a.m. newscast on WWL. AMFM.com, and live on the free Odyssey app. So you can hear Newell with Interim Superintendent Michelle Woodward a little after 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Bob, some more of the rule changes that have been offered.
And you know, Mike, I'm always intrigued with this. I remember Sean Payton was on the competition committee at one time. You know, I said, well, who's on this damn competition committee? Who decides all this? You know, the NFL competition committee is 10-person panel. I think they do this right. It's comprised of owners, team executives. So, like, you can have Ms. Gale might be on it. Mickey Loomis could be on it, like a general manager. Dennis Lauscher, a team executive. Head coaches. So, like, Sean Payton was on. I say, how can we make the game better? What level can we take it? Now, in order for any new rule to pass, Mike, and I would think that if it's a good rule and the fans have common sense, well, that's a good rule. They should do it. I think the owners will do it. But they need to receive support of 75% of the owners, which is a vote of 24 out of the 32 owners. They got to say, okay, we're going to accept that rule and we're going to change it. Now, I thought it was interesting because a lot of it is common sense because they always want to protect the bottom line. And how can we protect players maybe from concussions or getting knocked out? You know, when you're running full speed and you run into something, you're probably more likely to get knocked out versus if you meet one another and maybe you don't have that speed where you're going 15-plus miles an hour. Okay? So I think, and that'd be more like in the return game, special teams, you know, punt and kickoff coverage and all that. Because, you know, remember you used to have a kamikaze guy, you used to have a five-man wedge. Then they changed it to, what, a two-man wedge? Because they would go bust a wedge. And it was like, it's amazing. More people didn't get hurt. So the NFL was trying to do the right thing. A new rule proposal, I should say, suggested that the receiving team would get the ball at the 25-yard line after a punt that resulted in a touchback. Because, Mike, right now, under the current set of rules, the receiving team starts at the 20 after a touchback on a punt. So I think that would be good. Put it at the 25 instead of the 20. Why not? Because you give better field position for your offense. Now, the competition committee also submitted a proposal that would allow teams. Now this is a good one. I think this is a good one, too. Allows the team to take over at the 25-yard line when fair catching a kickoff or a free kick between the 25-yard line and the goal line. So, in other words, you might not like it. The punters won't like it. But let's say you fair catch a ball on the 8 or 9-yard line, and that is going into 25. And so the punt and kick returns, to me, both proposals came about because the NFL has found higher rates of concussions dealing with, like, punt and kickoff coverage. So that's why they're even implementing those rules.
Bob, Carl Johnson explained that to me, that they've tried to change a lot of those rules because of so many injuries.
And you think it will happen, or you got to get 24 owners?
Yeah, and he always felt that, man, if you want to see a 10-car collision, you watch a punt return or a kickoff return.
No, but because of the speed of the game.
The speed of the game and the guys playing that. Because how they made those teams was on special teams, and I don't want nobody taking my spot.
Well, and the thing is, you never know your peripheral vision because you're running full blast, and you got to get – you're always saying, I remember, get your head in a swivel.
And quick.
Somebody's going to come to ear hole you and knock the crap out of you. You know, like, you know, out of sight, out of mind, when they come and hit you, like, well, where did that come from? So that's why I think they're trying to avoid those big collisions, even though I think originally football fans embraced that, those kill shots.
Listen, they built this game around that.
Yeah.
Now, they try to walk away from it, but they really built this game.
Remember, you used to have a segment on ESPN, he got jacked up. He got jacked up. And then, don't say it anymore. We can't have that no more. Now, Mike, just goes another rule. Change the definition of a launch. I don't know. A launch, when you're tackling somebody. I'm just trying to get them down.
From getting your feet off the ground, launching yourself at a player.
Yeah, it says when a player springs forward, upward into an opponent. Now, to a player leaping off one or both feet before making illegal contact, I don't know. The current rule defines launches a player leaping off of both feet. So now if you just leap off of one foot instead of 2 feet, then they want to call a penalty. I mean, and then they go, I mean, I can understand this. You know, that's kind of a little cheap. Tripping penalties would now be classified as a personal foul.
No, that's for interior linemen, guys. Yeah. We see that a lot.
No, it penalized 15 yards instead of 10 yards. So I think the fans would accept that.
Bob, we don't have a lot of time to talk about it, and we got to go to break, but two different bids now, $6 billion to buy the Washington Commanders. One is by Josh Harris and Mitchell Rales, and that group has also included Magic Johnson.
Yeah, but yeah.
And the other one is Canadian billionaire Steve Apostopoulos.
Now, that's that Greek guy, right?
Right.
Yeah, and from show Canada. Me the money. Who has that cash flow, baby? Who's the cash flow, homie?
According to Forbes, the two group of Harris and Rales, their estimated worth is like about $12 billion.
Okay, yeah, together. That's formidable,
say the least. Where Stevie A, he didn't really filed anything, but it's estimated to be in the $10 billion area.
So, but who puts the money to the forefront? But how much did Denver and Walmart, San Juan, how much did they sell for? Was it like four?
I think it was $4.65 billion.
So are they talking about $6 billion?
That's how much of a jump it is. But in the nation's capital.
Yes. See, if you go old school with Favre, just going back even to the 90s, the Redskins franchise, which is now the Washington Commanders, has always been ranked the market way higher than the Denver market, the Denver Broncos. I can recall, you know, you look at New York, you look at Dallas and all that, that the Redskins, it might be even the 80s and all, like it's going like 40 years. They've always been ranked, whether it was 28 NFL teams or 32, always in the top five or six. So that does not surprise me that they would go.
And you
for
are going to have to build a new stadium.
Yes.
And so that adds to it. And that's why Apostopoulos has said, I'm not going more than $6 billion. Because I know I'm going to have to fund a new stadium somewhere.
Whoa. And Mike, when you think about that, and I would think the NFL is going to be involved in a new stadium with a new owner like they were.
SoFi. Right.
In L.A., I want to say, what's his name? I can't think of his name now. With the Rams.
No, Kroenke. Stan Kroenke.
So Kroenke, I think, paid for half. Because, you know, you ain't getting no California taxpayers to pay for that. But Kroenke paid for half, and I think the NFL paid for half. So this owner's probably saying, and I think the NFL will do this, a new stadium in the D.C. area, we'll kind of, as a league, we'll go in half, and then you pay for half.
I think the same thing's happening in Nashville.
Okay,
with the Titans. Yeah,
Miss
Amy, she's going to have to pay half, and the NFL will have to pay half. And I think what she's looking for is some tax breaks from the state of Tennessee and also from Nashville.
Well, that would be in Tennessee and Nashville's best interest, because once you lose an NFL team today, you're losing
it back.
So that's why I think they love the National Predators NHL, but it's not the Titans in the NFL. Mike, they would love – come on, Tennessee – the state of Tennessee and Nashville cannot let the Titans go anywhere.
We'll be back to finish it up here on Sports Talk in the Big 870 right after this break. We're finishing up here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Charlie Long in studio. And Charlie, you got an update on LSU Grambling.
Right. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning right now, guys. LSU is up 7-3. This has been a really weird game. I've been kind of following it a little bit. Christian Little got the start tonight for the Tigers, but he only went two scoreless innings that were very good. Then Blake Money came out of the bullpen to replace him. Gives up a two-out, three-run bomb, which gave Grambling a 3-2 lead. But then LSU responded with a five spot in the bottom of the third. Two home runs, one by Cade Beloso, and then one by Jared Jones. And then now they're back up front, 7-3 in the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, I don't know. To be honest, I thought this would be a 10-run rule game. And it might not. You know, you got to give Grambling's competing. But, listen, you know, you don't want to lose a midweek game, but I'd be shocked. I mean,
No, but you can give up a bad pitch and get a three-run homer.
Yeah, no, without a doubt.
That happens.
So that's why I think when all said and done, Charlie, they'll
LSU will score a lot of people on the back of Little after what happened Friday.
Yeah, Christian Little. Yeah. I mean, this was kind of the get-right game for him.
Yeah,
I'm surprised
exactly.
He only threw two innings in this game. I think Jay may want to keep his pitch count a little bit low. So Blake Money came out of the bullpen, but Blake gave up that two-out, three-run bomb.
Well, the thing is, you can't walk people. You know, when you first come on, and let's say you're in relief, you can't all of a sudden, Charlie, throw like five straight balls.
Yeah.
Come on. You have to.
Well, right now, the numbers.
That's the one thing that I think drives the fans or a casual. What? Okay, at least.
Just think what it does to the manager.
No, and you think you're like, okay, can you please throw a strike and make him hit it, whatever? So at least we have a chance to play defense. But if you throw five straight balls, you have no chance. And then all of a sudden, you get yourself in a bind.
Also, too, just to remind everybody, because I've been asked about it, this week's big three-game series versus Tennessee. You can catch the Tigers versus the Volunteers at Alex Box Stadium. Game one Thursday night, 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:30, and then game two at 6, and game three Saturday at 1, right here on the Big 870 and also live free on the Odyssey app. So you can catch those three games, LSU-Tennessee, right here on the Big 870 and also on the Odyssey app. And, I'm anxious to see him go up against Tennessee.
You want to talk about a pitching matchup, that Thursday night game between Paul Skeens and Chase Dollander, two of the top pitchers in the SEC?
That will be
– no, it's like a major league game.
Mike, that's got – Mike and Bobby, that's got a chance to be a really quick game, depending on how it goes.
Yeah, man, what time it starts at 7?
Line them up, mow them down.
Maybe by 9, it'll be over. And we saw one game – I think Chris Blair was talking about it.
Alabama? Oh, shit.
It was like an hour and 42 minutes?
Right. It was super, super quick. I think it was Alabama and some other team. I'm trying to remember.
Well, the Gen Z, millennials, Gen Z, they love that. If the game's fast, they have attention deficit disorder. Like, oh, the game's not fast
enough. But the game is much faster today.
I love it.
Much faster today.
Okay, pitch the damn ball or I'm calling a ball. No, I love it how they speeding up the game. No, because how even everyone, okay, yeah. You know what I used to do when the games were really old and, you know, you got to fix your socks, you got to do this and that, and you take
that good old time.
The perfect time to take a nap. I like Major League Baseball. I watch Major League, but it's like all of a sudden the game lasts so long that you watch the beginning and all of a sudden you're dozing off, and then you wake up and you still can kind of realize what was happening. No, that's... I like the speed. Charlie, do you like they speeding up the game?
I do to an extent. I like it during the regular season, but once it gets to playoffs and the ninth inning of the postseason, let all that drama kind of play out, Bobby. I'd like to see this long at bats.
Charlie, you're showing maybe a little bit of
old school.
That's one of your first times I've heard it from you. Bobby, end it for us tonight.
All right. Bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat? Go Saints.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.